India is getting ready for a new government. This week, the results of an election spread over 5 weeks and 7 phases will be announced. The pundits are thrashing out exit polls, predicting who will lead the next government. But beyond the politics, what does it feel like in the middle of what has been called the greatest festival of democracy in the world? 900 million voters and 100 degree temperatures. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The sound of an election in India is like nothing else I've ever heard. There are street corner meetings. There are roadshows on foot, the politicians marching down the street, heralded by ecstatic announcers, while volunteers shoo an errant buffalo out of the way. And there are grand processions that block traffic for blocks. There are drummers and marching bands walking down the sweltering streets while the candidate rides an open jeep, waving to the crowds like a royal princess. There are dancing tribal girls in green and white saris with white sneakers, balancing flower pots on their heads. There are candidates who sing. And candidates who recite poetry. Some thunder back. And then there is the rally, the party faithful gathered together in a field in the thousands on a scorching afternoon. An old man with a pink sun hat, a woman using her sari as a sunshield, someone even using the cutout of a party leader to block out the sun, all keeping up the faith by chanting slogans. When the big leader comes, you must chant louder, says the organizer. But for now, all anyone wants are little plastic sachets of water being tossed to the crowds. It's hot, there are hours to kill, and vendors do brisk business. There's the lemon tea man. And the man who sells ampura, green mangoes charred on coal fires and turned into juice. A woman balances a box of yogurt lassi drinks. Beware fakes, the box tells us. Our lassi is made from yogurt, sugar, and cardamom. There are crispy snacks, great spirals of them, and lozenges in different flavors, lemon, orange, chutney. And then finally, the all-important helicopter whirs into view, kicking up a dust storm. This is the great sport of Indian elections, helicopter watching. Cell phones come out to capture the moment. The MC leads the crowd in a chant of swagatam or welcome. The big leader gives his stump speech. Sit down, I can't see. Everyone shouts at everyone else. No one obliges. The candidates threaten, they mock, they sneer, they coax. And sometimes they burst into prayer. Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Buddhist, everything goes.
God is good.
And then all that sound and fury ends, and the real work of democracy begins. And just the fading graffiti on the wall of lotuses and palms and lions and hammers and sickles remind us of the long hot summer of the greatest democratic exercise in the world. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.